This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A large-scale drug operation in southern Colorado was led by two former federal employees. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
State officials indicted 23 people in a massive marijuana production and distribution operation that stretched from Fremont and El Paso counties to Miami. According to state officials, the ringleaders were former federal employees with the U.S. Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and were trafficking hundreds of pounds of illegal marijuana across the country. Officials have arrested 9 people so far and are looking for more. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Newly released wolves have killed 4 more cattle at a ranch in Grand County. That's a few weeks after the first confirmed cattle death linked to a group of wolves that Colorado Parks and Wildlife released as part of a voter-approved reintroduction effort. The agency said GPS collars showed the newly released wolves were in the area. Farmers and ranchers can apply for up to $15,000 in reimbursement. The Ride the Rockies bike event was canceled Thursday to the dismay of participants and communities along the route. For the first time, the ride was going to stop in Meeker in northwest Colorado. Stephanie Hansen with the Chamber of Commerce says she had no warning when she read the update on the event's Facebook page.
So that's why I thought it was a joke, because we didn't know about it. And we actually got an email that morning regarding planning information.
Hansen says all the lodgings in town were booked up for the event in June. The ride's organizers say low registration forced the cancellation. In years past, Ride the Rockies was so popular that riders got in through a lottery. This is CPR News.